property.
Yeah, we sang a lot early, didn't we?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I just remember the title of the book when that little lapse happened there. What's the name of the fellow who wrote? I forget. But that's a great title. Where did you go? Out.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Yeah. No, I remember. He makes a point in the book that really got home to me. I mean, it wasn't a thing of having to be entertained.
Mm.
In the spring, you know, when it was sailboats in the puddle time, and then all of a sudden, as if by magic, the baseball cards appeared. And right. There was no signal. There was no, hey, tomorrow we're going to have baseball. It just sort of happened.
Fleer's double bubble gum.
Yeah, and then we roller skated in Washington Square Park and got chased off the grass by the fuzz.
Well, I lived
who had nothing better to do.
Well, they never have anything better to do, but I lived in a neighborhood where the grass was on your front lawn, you know, when I was a kid. And I remember come June, especially when school was out. Well, school was in, getting up in time to go to school, which was half a block away, was impossible. You know, in order to get there on time. But as soon as school was out, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, as soon as the sun was up, the dew was on the grass, I was out in my bare feet.
Yeah.
And there was like, you know, that whole day to live. And then they'd send me off to summer camp, and I'd have to go through the whole business, you know, arts and crafts and swimming when they tell you, and baseball and regular periods, and who needed that? Mm. I was much happier when I finally could put my foot down and say, I'm staying home this summer.
Yeah.
And then I could say, when they asked me, where did you go? I could say, out. And what did you do? I could say, something.
Just something.
Fooled around.
It's changed, though.
Has it? I wonder
about
that.
I think it has.
I hope it hasn't.
Well. Turn these pegs, it makes the strings go up and down. Did you know that?